Hey, welcome back, everybody. Time once again for another OC Spotlight. So we take a look at the most incredible people doing the most amazing things right here in Orange County, right in our own backyard. And there's a big one coming up. Yeah, we're going to land the Whopper here, and we've got the guys who can do it for us here. We've got the folks from the... I'll let them introduce themselves here. Let's start with the left to right here. Who we got?
Go ahead, Mike.
Hi there. My name is Mike Bond. I work with Bill here at the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show.
The Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, which is coming up next week at the, I used to call it the fairgrounds, but now it's what, the Fair and Event Center? Is that the best way to
say it? OC Fair and Event Center is the new name.
Okay. And let me pull up the website so I make sure we get all the data. Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show. This is the 15th year you've been doing it. We're going to talk all about this. Tackle, boat, rods, reels, travel, outdoor show, all that and more. Give me an overview of what we're going to see when we go there.
Yeah, so we've been doing this, like I said, for 15 years. There's loads of boats. There's two kids' trout ponds where for free the kids can come and catch and release trout. Prehistoric pets. Jay Brewer brings a bunch of reptiles for the kids. We have a falconry lady. We have gold panning. We have three live bands. Tons of fishing tackle. Tons of travel destinations. It's the entire fairground. So it's eight buildings, almost 250,000 square feet. Of all the best to the outdoors and fun family fun.
Your partner's smiling, so it must be fun here.
600 booths at the show.
Oh, my God. So you answered my first question. Is this just for the hardcore fishermen? Is this just for those that have a boat and go out and deep sea fish for tuna and whatever else they catch out there?
This is everything from surf fishing to trout fishing to fly fishing. For the grandfather who takes his grandson or granddaughter once a year.
There you go.
It's for everybody.
Yeah. That's me. And that's what I wondered about. I confess I've never been there. I've lived here all during that period of time. I must have thought, I don't have a boat on the ocean, or I don't go out to deep sea fishing, or if I fish, it's just in a little pond somewhere here, like the catch and release stuff you see around. But you're saying it's everything and more. You got bands, you got, must be a falconry. That's so cool. I saw that once somewhere. Does she do a demonstration with it?
Yeah, she will. These are endangered species, so she has to have a special permit to have these birds and to be able to travel with them type of deals. It's like looking into the eyes of an F-15 fighter plane.
The only time I ever saw one was we did a show with OC Waste Management, the people that run big, we don't call them dumps, but the whatever they are, the centers where they take garbage and stuff here. And there's only two, I think, landfills in the county here. And they use a falconer to go chase the seagulls and other birds away.
Right.
Because otherwise they come in and pick at everything and make a mess. So
right.
Who knew? All right, so falconry, what was some of the other trout fishing? That would be cool. So you can actually catch and release trout? If I bring my two grandsons, they can catch and release some trout here?
Yep, there's two trout ponds. This year we'll have these exciting lightning trout, which are these orange ones that'll be mixed in with the regular trout. It's all catch and release. There's a full staff there to help the kids, full tackle there to help them catch their first trout.
Cool.
It ends up being a great experience to get kids to try out fishing.
Yeah, exactly. I would love to do the same thing because I grew up in the Midwest. We all fished. But out here, unless you go in the ocean, most of us have never fished. And my grandkids, I don't think I've ever gone fishing. I think we took them up to one little catch and release pond or something. But there aren't a lot of lakes or other places to do it here in sunny Southern California. All right, and what were some of the other things? We had trout, we got falcons. What were some of the other unusual things? You rattled off a bunch of them there.
I would say the boat selection's incredible. Boats from as little as probably around $12,000 or even kayaks that are under that.
Really?
All the way up to multi-million dollar center consoles. So it's every budget is involved in this.
And what is the state of fishing these days? Is it healthy? Is it alive? Is it under threat?
That's a good question.
That's a great question. Our fishing off the coast of California is actually better than it's ever been. Mm. We have a 100-year cycle of these giant bluefin tuna from 100 to 300 pounds. That it's actually the Tuna Club of Avalon, which in the early 1900s, all the celebrities.
I heard it. Isn't like Hemingway kind of people. I don't know if he was one, but that kind of guy.
This fishery is what that club was based on. And they disappeared for almost 100 years. They've been back for the last 9 years. So we're probably stronger and better fishing than we've seen in lots and lots of years. It's very healthy.
And I really believe that's a sign of the health of our local Southern California oceans. We have humpback whales, blue whales.
Yeah.
Obviously, we have the gray whale migration and things like that.
Killer
whales. We have
finback
whales. Now we have killer whales. It's really amazing to go out there and see the life that is out there.
Yeah, because at one time when I came to California in the early 80s, it was under threat. They were dumping DDT, and there was all sorts of don't eat the fish if you caught it.
Yeah, luckily we have groups like CCA of California that are always looking out for our rights to be able to use the resource, but also the fact that we are conservationists as anglers and outdoorsmen, we're always trying to make sure that the waters are cleaner, that the fish are taken care of, because we want to be able to have our kids and grandkids be able to do this.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think people think of fishermen necessarily as conservationists, but I think that's you're exactly right, because if we can't conserve the resources, then we're the last to enjoy them here.
That's right.
All right, so lots of boats, lots of, must be other things, tackle and giant reels and things. And
we have 12 giant fishing tackle dealers, from Turner's Outdoorsman to Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Catch 'em Tackle. And it's just, the listing goes on, all the big tackle manufacturers. And one of the things that we're most proud of are these small 10 by 10 booths that are these mom and pop shops that make a custom lure. They might make a set of pliers, a holder for pliers. Those are the really cool ones to see come out and get their product in front of large crowds.
I'm from Michigan and Minnesota, Million Lakes. Everybody fishes back there, and my cousins are just nuts. They would love to come out here, I'm sure, and see.
We offer also the opportunity for the novice or the beginner or anyone that's just interested in finding out more. We have seminars from some of the best bass anglers that you can really sit down and learn and find out a little bit about it and maybe get involved in it. If you ever had that question, you can come and find it here.
I think that would be great, because they're so serious about it, and I somehow missed that, didn't do much of it, came to California, forgot what little I'd known or tried, and I don't know how to make lures, I don't know how to catch different fish, I don't understand the different kind of rods and lines and all the stuff. They're so into all these different things to catch different fish and whatnot. So I guess part of it's intimidating me. I just don't know what I'm doing.
Right. Sure. And then the travel destinations, it's so cool. Everything from Alaska, British Columbia, the Amazon, Africa. There is just endless trips from yacht charters in Alaska. Just everything that you would be interested in trying out. Fly fishing lodges from Montana.
Even our local Sierras right here, we have a whole contingent of people. Max Sporting Goods, Mono County's there, Bishop Chamber of Commerce. They're there to help you and give you all the information. Convict Lake. So, yeah, we've really got a really good mix from top to bottom.
And I was going to get into that. Perfect segue, because you rattled off a bunch of places I'd love to go. Alaska being number one, it's the only state I've never been to. And I keep thinking I got to go up and see what this whole thing's about. Or next door, British Columbia and all that.
Yeah.
Those are outdoor havens and certainly fishing heaven for so many people I know who are really into fishing, right?
And being able to actually meet the owners of the lodges and the captains and shake hands and walk around and get a feel for who these people are. One of the other things that we're extremely proud of is Southern California is home to the largest fleet of sport boats probably in the world.
Really? Okay.
And we have a bunch of these landings from San Diego to Santa Barbara that are there representing their fishing boats with their captains. And it's just a neat congregation of that special, unique thing that we have in California.
And again, I've always been intrigued by it, but I've never been out. Some of these are day trips, some of them are overnight trips, and you go out depending on how far you go, and I guess they really catch serious fish out there. What are 20 guys or something on a boat, 50 guys, 10 guys, something, and they go out and fish for it. All right, so all these, if you've ever had any interest in learning about that, if you ever were curious, we live next to the ocean, and yet I know so few people that go out fishing in the ocean. Why is that? Am I just in the wrong crowd? There must be tons of people.
I think you're hanging out with the wrong people.
Right. I think I am. I got to come here more often.
You can pick up a rod and go right down to Newport Beach and fish in the harbor and catch fish. There's so many oceanside harbors, San Diego Bay. There's so many opportunities.
I see if we go down to eat at San Clemente Pier and those kind of places and stuff, and I see people fishing all the time out there. Yeah.
I think one of the other really neat things is Southern California is lacking in boat shows now. We have such a large boat presence, but we also bring in all the different accessories for boats, electronics. So every large manufacturer of boating electronics has their own manufacturer booth, as well as a dealer there that's selling the products.
There you go. Yeah, I know there are lots of wealthy people who have boats, but I've been to Florida a number of times. They seem to have more of it built into the culture where everybody goes fishing. But here, some go, and the rest of us look at it and wonder what it's like. This is a place to try it out. So there's something for everybody. You can bring kids. Now, I'm told kids 12 and under are free. Come on.
Yep, active duty military with a current ID, and kids 12 and under are completely free.
How can you miss
and
that?
And we also, something that we're very proud of is we open the show every morning with a live sing of the national anthem. They raise the flag
there
over the hangar building, and that's something that it's been
really,
a tradition with us.
Really
yeah,
special.
Why not? I'm definitely coming to bring my grandsons. One's 11 and one's 5, and I think they're the perfect age. They both seem intrigued about fishing. I told them about this. They'd love to try and catch some fish, like you're saying. So there's little like tanks, and you give them a little rod and reel, and then you help them throw the fish, take the fish off, and throw it back
That's
in. They
right.
get the whole experience of doing that. What a cool idea here. All right, so Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, and you're saying this is big. It's on your website, 8 halls, 250,000 square feet of everything, tackle, rods, reels, boats, travel destinations, people, places to go. And you're saying everything outdoors. Is there anything like this? I don't know of any other shows. As you said, we don't seem to have a lot of boat shows. And we used to have the one in the Newport Harbor and a couple others, but not a lot of, I don't see a lot of boat shows or fishing shows.
Yeah, I think after COVID, I think a lot of the shows around the country unfortunately shrank or went away.
Right.
And we, on the other hand, have been growing full speed since 2022. Adding more buildings, and it's just grown into such a monster of a show. It's something you might need a couple of days to see the whole thing.
I'm wondering if I can see it all in one day, actually.
And buying tickets, you can go to sportfishingfestival.com and you can pre-sale buy your tickets online, and you just bring your printout.
Okay.
Or you can also buy tickets at the door. They're $20 a piece.
See, that's what a bargain. We're always looking for something to do, particularly parents with children or me, grandparents with grandchildren. Not a lot of family places you can go or family activities. Certainly nothing in that kind of price range. This isn't Disneyland or something.
Less than many movie theaters.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. All right, so tell us in a quick 5-10 minutes. Well, tell us your backstories here. Why, how, when did you get into this?
So I also own Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Magazine.
Okay.
I started working there straight out of college, May of 2003. Started being the publisher at it and bought the magazine and the show in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
We launched the show in 2009, right during the downturn of the economy, and just went for it. And over the years, it's slowly grown. And then after 2022, it really took off. So we're the big saltwater sport fishing magazine, nice high gloss magazine that a lot of the people in the area really love. And that gave us a nice foot to boost off.
And it takes us into whether it's a magazine or this, I'll tell you the most, it's like a movie. You want to see a world you've never seen before. Many of us want to dabble and see what it's like to go to Alaska or go to outer space or go anywhere. I don't know. The TV shows, I studied screenwriting a million years ago. They said the secret of a hit movie, a hit TV show, hit podcast, a hit show is take me into a world, not just for the hardcore that already know that, but if you want to get the general public, take me into a world, teach me about it, someplace I've never seen before. And it sounds like you guys do that and more here. A lot of ways to access here. All right, so again, give us the dates. It is next. We're doing this. We're streaming this live, recording this on February 27th, so it's about a week away.
Yep, it starts live. March 6th through the 9th. So Thursday and Friday, March 6th and 7th are 12 to 7. Saturday is 10 to 7, and Sunday is 10 to 5.
There you go. And I really think, is there a special if you want to go more than one day? Is there like a cheaper price or a different package
get? No, we kept our tickets at $20 instead of raising them, which some of the other shows did. It's just the technology behind people trying to come in with the same ticket multiple days.
Right.
It just works out better to keep them individually and keep the price low.
Okay. All right. Give me a couple other crazy things we might see there. I'm looking at the website. You got a boa constrictor and a turtle. I don't picture reptiles as part of the sport fishing show.
Yeah, so Jay Brewer from Prehistoric Pets, he comes out to the show, brings all these animals to introduce kids to the different reptiles and stuff. It's a huge hit. He's actually a fisherman himself. It ends up being he's giant on Instagram and YouTube. He's got a big following.
I think so. I've heard of him.
He's got a celebrity.
And
it's
what? Go ahead.
Petting zoo for reptiles.
The what?
It's a petting zoo for reptiles.
A petting zoo. Okay, that makes sense. You can actually touch them and hold them and everything here. All right, and I assume you have speakers and seminars for the more serious fish. I'm talking about the amateurs like me or the wannabes like my grandsons, but there must be some serious stuff for the serious fishermen as well.
Yeah, so we have all of our seminar listings on that sportfishingfestival.com. Like we said, it's everything from surf fishing up to catching giant swordfish and big bluefin tuna from the top captains in our industry.
Mm-hmm. So they teach you all about how to do that. And where is the best place to go? Is it? I always pictured the marlin or the big, I don't know, is it marlin, the swordfish or whatever, the big giant ones that takes hours to land. I always see that as Cabo or something. Do they still do that off the coast of California? Like in Catalina, yeah. They used to do that?
So we have, like I said, those 100 to 300 pound bluefin. I used to run a charter boat that caught swordfish, and we caught them as close as 5 miles to the harbor. And we also have a really neat striped marlin fishery up here that is taken advantage of mostly by private boaters. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a really unique fishery up here.
How about that? All right. I don't know what else to ask. Is there anything we're missing here? The Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show takes place at what I think of as the Orange County Fairgrounds, but it's actually the Fair, what, Event and Fair Center? Is that what they're calling it now?
OC Fair and Event Center.
Fair and Event, backwards. So the Fair and Event Center, we all know where it is. That's where they have the fair and everything else there. And you're taking over the whole place? That's
yes,
a lot
sir.
Of buildings.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is this is a family-friendly event. Single moms with their kids, grandfathers with their grandkids. We want everyone to come out. The youth is what we really want to introduce to the sport. We want to get them off of their phones and off the screens and out enjoying the outdoors.
Boy, if you can do that, it's worth the price of admission, right? If I can get my grandsons off of the phones, off of the computer, off of the YouTube, off of the video games for 5 minutes here and go out and see something real, that would really be special. I'm coming. Yeah. I'm dragging them out there. I'm actually not dragging them. They seem to be pretty excited to go here. And we look forward to it. Give us one more time the website. I know you said it a couple of times, but if they missed
the website. The website is sportfishingfestival.com, and it has all of the information, hours, a link to buy your pre-sale tickets, all of the vendor lists, and also all of the seminar schedule. We also have rod building there. There's going to be a bunch of seminars on custom rod building.
Oh, I was going to ask. Somebody prodded me. I forgot to ask that question about that, because I guess if you're really serious, then you're building custom rods, not just custom lures, but everything here.
Live demonstrations from the top builders in the country.
Wow. Okay. All that and more. 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all at the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show at the OC Fair and Event Center, more commonly known as the Fairgrounds. Thank you so much for joining us here today, and best of luck. Hope this one lands big. I'm trying to come up with some sort of clever way to finish the show here. I'm trying to come up
thanks
with a fishing analogy here. All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us.
All right. Thanks for joining us here. There you have it. Another reason to tune in each and every time to the OC Spotlight. You might find out about the world of fishing, or that you know nothing about the place to go and where to see and when, right here in Orange County's only community radio station. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.